The UN Security Council agreed on a statement Wednesday to condemn the military government's use of violence against peaceful protesters in Myanmar. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar among the council's 15 members that includes China. Meanwhile, in Myanmar, security forces continued their crackdown on opposition to the February 1st military coup. We get more from Reuters' Brian Wood.
The railway staff in the country's main city, Yangon, are part of a civil disobedience movement that has crippled government businesses, with strikes on banks, factories, and shops. The movement began last month after Myanmar's military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in a coup. In Myanmar's second biggest city, Mandalay, protesters staged a sit-in protest on Wednesday, chanting, "The revolution must prevail." Security forces have cracked down with increasing force on daily nationwide protests, leaving the Southeast Asian nation in turmoil.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. The UN Special Rapporteur on North Korea on Wednesday said he has been receiving reports that crimes against humanity might be ongoing in the country. Tomás Quintana presented a list to the Human Rights Council in Geneva that included rape, starvation, murder, extermination, enslavement, and forced abortion. Quintana demanded stronger action by the United Nations, calling for the situation in North Korea to be referred to the International Criminal Court.
The time has come for the Security Council to decide on the referral of the situation of the DPR Korea to the International Criminal Court, as it has been repeatedly encouraged by this Honorable Human Rights Council and the General Assembly.
North Korea boycotted the UNHCR session as its representative did not appear to respond to the report. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.